This is Laurel Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports, and joining me is Casey Young, Associate State Director of Advocacy for AARP California, who's here to talk a little bit about how to build quality into a high-performing system of long-term services and supports.
Thank you, Laurel. Quality is so important when you're talking about a system of providing long-term services and supports to consumers. It's important to have standards. It's important to ask consumers how they're feeling about the services they're receiving. It's important to have encounter data and independent claims audits. Unfortunately, there is no national standards for long-term services and supports quality like there is for medical care. The NCQA, National Committee on Quality Assurance, has noticed this gap and is starting to work on some national standards, but it's going to be a while. And so in the meantime, states that have long-term services and supports being administered through managed care need to develop their own standards in how they're going to look at this. Most states that do this now, and California is not one of them, they're trying to move there fairly quickly, but most states look at things like the structure and process measures to see how plans are doing in carrying out their responsibilities. They'll do things like look at what proportion of the members' records confirm they were asked about their care preferences, or how many home safety evaluations were done, or how many people at risk of falls have been asked about risk factors and so forth. Some states also do look at functional outcomes, things like are they increasing, decreasing, or staying the same in terms of how much help they need with their activities of daily living. So those are outcome measures. Some states, and we think this is particularly important, look at what consumers think. They do a regular survey of consumers and try and understand how consumers see the services they're getting. Are they receiving services in their preferred setting? Are they being treated with respect? Do they feel safe? Are they able to do things on their own schedule? Things like that. We think it's particularly important to get the view of consumers. We also think it's very important that encounter data be provided to the state and be available to assess what is actually going on case by case. That very much helped to the state in figuring out what's going on in individual cases. And finally, we'd say that it's very important to have an independent claims audit. Some states have their independent quality review organization do this kind of audit, and we think that's very, very helpful. If you're going to have quality long-term services and supports, we think you have to have some reasonable standard. You really ought to be asking consumers how they feel about the services they're getting. You have to collect some encounter data and have an independent audit of claims.
Thanks for sharing this information, Casey. If you'd like to learn more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.gacinstitute.org or call 916-966-6643.